He's gonna take it himself for a championship! A double play and wins it for three!
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch! McCutcheon's on a touchdown!
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon and welcome to Peters Township's AHN Arena. Today, the WJPA Sports Network presents the quarterfinal round of the PIAA 2A Boys Basketball Playoffs. The Fort Cherry Rangers taking on the Jeanette Jayhawks. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg, along with our WJPA Sports Network crew. Tom Drakely, my partner here in the booth. Jason Tennant, our floor director, with Cole Keller and Noah Tennant on cameras. G-Wiz George producing in our downtown Washington studios. Four players scored in double figures, led by Blake Sweeter's 21-point night, as the Fort Cherry Rangers eliminated Sarah Catholic by an 88-71 final the other night. Derek Arrett added 20 points as the Rangers advanced to the state quarterfinals for the first time since their state championship run now 63 years ago. Marty Schottenheimer was the Rangers' captain that night. Yes, that Marty Schottenheimer. And yours truly's family just celebrated this then-bustling baby boy's one-year birthday. Jeanette went into and came out of the WPIL 2A boys bracket as the number six team. The Jayhawks lost to Sarah Catholic and twice to Greensburg Central in section play, but avenged the losses to the Centurions with a 48-46 overtime win Wednesday night in the second round. Marcus McGowan scored 13 in the win. Kaimani Brown added 10 more. The other Western game in the 2A bracket features a pair of district champions, WPIL titleist Aliquippa and District 9 champ Red Bank Valley. That winner and our winner meet Tuesday in the state semifinals. Today's game on WJPA-FM and the NFHS Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By Kramer's Greenhouse, Cole Tipple Brewery and Raccoon Creek Winery, born in Fort Cherry and brewing in Burgettstown. By Washington Financial Bank, download the app and bank like Frank at washfin.bank. By Imperial Land Corporation, supporting the Fort Cherry Rangers. And by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. Our coverage also brought to you in part by the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years of service. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Visit Wheeling, WV.com. Wheeling is waiting for you. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Curtis Pharmacy in Washington, Claysville, Connellsville, Carmichael's, and online at curtispharmacy.com. And by the law firm of Gordon and Rees. Continued best wishes to Fort Cherry from Gordon and Rees and the entire Miller family. We'll take a look at the other quarterfinals involving WPIL teams when our pregame show continues on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome, to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Action last night. Franklin Regional beat Shaler. Moon beat Bethel Park in 5A boys. Franklin Regional and Moon will play here Monday at 7 o'clock. 4A boys, Lincoln Park, a winner over North Catholic. Hampton beat Eastern York. It'll be Lincoln Park and Hampton Monday night at North Allegheny. Imani Christian, a winner over Farrell, and Bishop Carroll ousted Union Area in the 1A boys bracket. Imani and Bishop Carroll will play at Hempfield on Monday. Move over to the 6A girls, District 1 sweeping those semifinals involving area teams. Spring Ford eliminating WPIL champion Norman. Spring Ford, who we saw oust Peters Township, will play Garnet Valley. 3A girls, Mercyhurst Prep beat Avonworth. And Westmont Hilltop, a winner over Shadyside Academy. Mercyhurst Prep and Westmont Hilltop will play at Clarion. And in the 2A girls bracket, Greensburg Central Catholic, a winner over Everett. The Centurions will meet Kennedy Catholic, a winner over Bishop McCourt. Greensburg Central and Kennedy will play at North Allegheny. Action today will start in the 2A boys bracket. Jeanette and Fort Cherry here on WJPA and the NFHS Network. Winner will get Aliquippa or Red Bank Valley. Those two set to tip off at the top of the hour at Slippery Rock. 3A boys, Mohawk against District 10 champion Girard, a 4 o'clock tip at SRU. Meanwhile, Deer Lakes and Franklin will play at 2:30 at Sharon. 6A boys, the lone WPIL team remaining, champion Upper St. Clair playing Central York at a 2 o'clock tip at Altoona. 5A girls action, McKeesport and Armstrong playing underway at Norwin, and that winner will get the Oakland Catholic Cathedral Prep winner. They meet at 1 o'clock at Sharon. 4A girls, North Catholic, the WPIO champion, playing District 3 titleist Wyomissing, 2 o'clock at Bald Eagle. 2:30 at Slippery Rock will be WPIO runner-up Blackhawk against District 10 champion Fairview. And in 1A girls today, District champion Union playing District 6 titleist Bishop Guilfoyle. That's a 1:30 tip at Norwin. 2 o'clock tip-off at Richland High School. District 5 champion Berlin will take on District 6 runner-up Williamsburg. A look at how our two teams, Fort Cherry and Jeanette, got here when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Founded in Fort Cherry and now brewing in Burgettstown, the Kramer family invites you to experience Kramer's Greenhouse and their Cole Tipple Brewery and Raccoon Creek Winery, home of Washington County's oldest craft brewery. They've been proud supporters of the area schools, scholars, and student-athletes for four generations. Stop into their dog and kid-friendly tap and tasting room and learn more about their craft beer, handcrafted wine, and locally grown plants and products, or visit kramersgreenhouse.com.
Jeanette comes in with a record of 18-9, will be designated the home team, wearing the home whites trimmed in red. Fort Cherry will be the visitors. They'll be wearing the road red uniforms trimmed in white. Fort Cherry 22-6, winners of 16 of their last 18 and 8 of 9. Jeanette comes in with losses in the playoffs to Northgate and to Bishop Canavan, but 6-2 overall. Starting lineups when we come back to Peters Township in just a moment.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Starting lineups for the Fort Cherry Rangers and head coach Eugene Briggs, 6'5 junior Jack Kitzmiller, 6'2 junior Shane Cornally, a 5'11 senior Alan Tiroli, 5'10 senior Derek Arrett, and the man of the hour the other night with his 21 points, 5'11 sophomore Blake Sweeter. On the other side for Adrian Batts, the head coach of the Jeannette Jayhawks, 6'2 sophomore Xavier Odoricio Farrow, a 6-foot senior Isaiah Malich, 5'11 sophomore Kaimani Brown, averaging 14 points a game, 6'3 freshman Marcus McGowan, averaging 10 a game, and 6'3 sophomore Noah Sunder. So Odoricio Farrow, Malich, Brown, McGowan, and Sunder, the starters for the Jayhawks. Tip-off in today's PIAA 2A boys quarterfinal when we come right back.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Congratulations to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Gordon and Rees, a law firm located in downtown Pittsburgh, representing energy companies, providing title, due diligence, and litigation services. Grant Miller, the national chair of the Energy Group, also provides counsel on carbon capture and sequestration. Call attorney Brant Miller at Gordon and Rees Pittsburgh office, 412-577-7400. Best wishes for Cherry from all of your friends at Gordon and Rees and the entire Miller family. Our referee, Nick Carasone, Dale Ross, and Brent Ryder on the wings as umpires. Set the tip off for Cherry. Will proceed right to left in this opening quarter. The opening tip controlled by the Rangers. Tiroli stepped in front of a Jeannette defender. Drive to the hoop by Arrett. Shot wide, well over the iron, and hit the glass on the backside. Quickly up the other end. McGowan takes it. He does the exact same thing.
Two air balls, Bob. Really unusual. They had point-blank drives.
Arrett and McGowan missed the iron completely. Dribble drive through traffic. Cornally picked by Odoricio Farrow. Feed it back over the shoulder to Malich. Back inside to the big man. And he fires up an air ball. Arrett tracks down the loose one. Lob it ahead. Tiroli will catch it in the corner. Took a push and a foul called. And Damian Batts reaching down to pick up the fallen Alan Tiroli. Kamani Brown called for the game's first foul. This is the pace the Rangers want, believe me.
Well, they do because they score a lot of points, Bob. But they're going to have to make sure they get back in transition because this team likes to push the basketball.
Dribble drive, kick to the corner to Sweeter. His three won't go. Rebound grabbed inside, but Tiroli was falling out of bounds. He had to let the ball go, and it lands right in the hands of Noah Sunder. Brown on the dribble. Rangers 2-3 zone at the moment. Ball comes to McGowan to the post. Odoricio Farrow to the baseline. It's fumbled there by Sunder, but kept alive. Out top, Malich. Free throw line jumper off the back of the rim. Tried to follow, and a rebound grabbed inside by Kitzmiller. Cornally dribble drive. Pull up in the paint off the window. Shot won't go. Rebound grabbed down low by the Jayhawks. This time Sunder makes the rebound. Scoreless, a minute and a half in. I think that's where we were the other night.
I think we were. I think they're both teams in a feeling out process right now, Bob.
Malich and Brown. Brown double team. Get it into the corner. Jump pass back out by Odoricio Farrow. Dribble drive by Malich. Cut off at the low block.
working around the perimeter. Brown drives into Kitzmiller, swats at it. Shot won't go. Rebound and a pushing foul going to be called. Our officials, Brett Ryder making this call, and this foul on Noah Sunder.
Yeah, and that was the correct call because he had possession of the basketball and knocked him to the ground. Otherwise, it would have been an instant travel.
So two fouls on Jeanette here in the early going. 6 minutes to play in the quarter. Ball out to Cornelli, put it on the deck, dribbles into traffic, saves it though, finds a man underneath. Tiroli puts a shot up and in.
Nice pass that time. And Tiroli on the putback.
2-0 for Cherry here in the early going. Pass into the paint. Sunder trying to drive, picks it up, kick it back out. Malich drives, elbow jumper, good, tie game.
Malich is a really good shooter, Bob. They got to keep an eye on him. Limit his possessions, limit his open shots, contest all the threes.
Arrett on the dribble, spin-a-rama, floater, good.
Well, he's off to a good start. It's what he does best, get in the lane and score.
After his first effort doing something like that went airball.
I think he lost the ball when he went up with it.
4-2, Rangers lead. Ball knocked out of bounds by Arrett.
Bob, and I think the key for Fort Cherry is to make them a perimeter-oriented team. Don't allow them dribble penetration. Get back in transition. Do not allow them to get easy runouts. They like to push it off turnovers and off and defensive rebounds.
On the near wing, Elijah Jones, who had just checked in, takes it back. Feed it to the baseline. Sunder through the paint. Malich, three ball, well short. Rebound, Cornelli.
And that's the key. They got a rebound, Bob. They did a very good job of that the other night.
4:50 to play in the first. Three ball, nothing but net. Arrett nails it.
You know, he gets you to think he's driving and stops and pulls up and takes that three. Very capable shooter.
Matt Sieg and Corey Bouchel head to the scores table for Fort Cherry. Rangers up 7-2. Sunder takes the feed. Back out, Malich, his pass across. Picked off, Sweeter going against Malich. Hang in the air, shot rolls off the iron. Rebound, put back attempt by Tiroli. Won't go, but he is fouled inside by Elijah Jones.
Nice job by Tiroli to follow that shot. Normally you assume they'll make the layup. He'll shoot two.
Free throws coming. First one, good. Sieg checks in, and Kitzmiller will sit.
Yeah, and I like the way Sieg plays basketball. He just adds another dimension athletically to them.
And Tiroli checks himself out of the game by hitting the second foul shot with Corey Bouchel at the table.
Rangers off to a very good start. Exactly what they would want to do.
9-3 for Cherry, 4:15. And the one thing I'm not sure we got confirmed was the media timeout. An illegal screen set in the paint. I hope we did that. Just messaged our game manager. Blocking foul. Noah Sunder called for his second foul.
Here comes the full court press I anticipated. Rangers have to handle this without making mistakes, and they do so very easily.
Oh, Arrett with a blow by right by Elijah Jones, but lost the handle in the paint. Back the other way. Kamani Brown hops to the paint, rolls it up and in.
Well, that's what Brown does very well. He gets to the rim, Bob.
Rangers get it in front court quickly. Cornelli fights out of a double team. Try to jump pass, and the ball hit. The defender then hit Cornelli, standing out of bounds.
They will trap you from time to time in the corners.
Timeout on the floor. 3:49 to play in the first. Fort Cherry 9, Jeanette 4. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Enjoy all the fun this weekend in Wheeling.
The Highland Sports Complex hosts the Gateway to the West VRC Robotics event today and tomorrow. The OVAC Cheering Championship is tomorrow at West Banco Arena. The Wheeling Nailers have home games tonight through Sunday. And West Virginia Independence Hall hosts a timeless gathering tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. as you try to guess the identity of the historic figure in the room. See all the upcoming events at visitwheelingwv.com. Wheeling is waiting for you.
Teams a little delayed coming out of the media timeout. Rangers first out on the floor, but a little helter-skelter. Two straight possessions for the Rangers led to one basket and now the turnover.
Yeah, and that was a bad turnover because the trap was coming. You got to get rid of that basketball.
Kamani Brown brings the ball near side to Malich. Out top, eventually McGowan, and out Kamani Brown. Jones presents, takes the feed. Bounce pass inside to Malich. Able to feed it back out. Brown, cross court. McGowan, good ball movement here. Jones floater 10 feet out, won't go. Rebound tipped and lost by Cornally. Knocked out of bounds, they say, by Elijah Jones.
Well, I thought Cornally hit that ball, Bob. Before Cherry gets a break, here comes some pressure. Did a good job handling it earlier.
Cornally presents undefended. Now Arrett gets tripped up with the McGowan. Cornally dribble drive, had trouble, lost the handle. Three straight turnovers for the Rangers. 9-4, Fort Cherry leads. Ball smacked away from the offense. Saved back in on the far wing. Lob pass ahead. Cornally, Euro step to the paint, finger roll in.
Boy, nice pass by Arrett that time for Cornally, who finished at the rim.
7-point Fort Cherry lead, 2:55 to play, opening quarter. On the dribble, near side, it's McGowan. 51 three-pointers, hasn't had really a look at any of those so far. Ball into the paint, goes to Jones, now out to the near side. McGowan for three, it's good.
Yeah, he can make shots. They've got to contest. That time they got out to him, Bob, but he made it.
11-7, Fort Cherry leading Jeanette. Arrett on the drive, down the paint. Scoop shot won't go. Arrett kept the rebound alive, but right into the hands of Malich. Up the left wing. Brown back out. Malich for three. Air ball and fumbled out of bounds by Matt Sieg on his first touch.
Well, that ball, it did not hit the rim, and I think it confused him slightly.
Noah Sanders checks in. Elijah Jones will sit. Jeanette ball, offensive baseline. Kamani Brown to key it in. Far corner, wide open. Malich, high arcing three off the rim. Battle inside. Odoricio Ferro gets the rebound. Around the perimeter. McGowan for three. Well short. Cornally can't get it. Tipped out. Saved back in to Bouchel.
Nice job on the save there.
Rangers have done that twice now.
Yes, they have.
Arrett on the dribble. Kick it near side. Sweeter for three. Good.
There's the answer. I'll tell you what. Has he come alive in these playoffs? Blake Sweeter, man, knocking down those threes.
Rangers 14, Jayhawks 7, 1:45 to play, opening quarter. Great to have you along on WJPA-FM in Washington, WJPA.com, and the NFHS Network. Pass knocked loose by Arrett. Ball into the backcourt. Now Arrett's going to get called for a hand check foul. Push
yeah,
in the back.
He did, Bob. No question. He had his arm on the back of the offensive player, and he got nabbed for it.
Beautiful look at the replay of the Sweeter three ball. Fort Cherry up seven. Near side at Sanders. Dribbles, feed it into the circle. Odoricio Ferro forced out of the paint. Back around. Sanders, Malich, Brown. Try to force a pass. Gets through to the corner. McGowan back to Brown. Behind the back. Pass picked off. Struggling through traffic. Cornally gets tripped up twice. And the ball knocked out of bounds from behind.
Yeah,
well, he got tripped twice.
Well, I thought he there's a foul. That's why he got tripped.
Yeah. Sanders, the latter of the two trips. Arrett, three ball. In, out, won't go. Rebound, Cornally can't catch it. Ball knocked loose, scrambled, tipped into the backcourt, getting on the floor, bodies. Bouchel will dribble out of there. Feed it ahead to Sieg, down the left side travel.
Yeah, he did, Bob. I thought he took an extra.
Yeah, got a good look at it there. Definitely a travel. The ball got up on his hip a little bit.
But good scrap there. I mean, the Fort Cherry team really fighting hard out there, causing problems.
45 seconds to play in the first. Ball goes to Brown. Bounce pass. Malich will take a high arcing three. Good. His first tray, 48 on the year, 14-10 for Cherry by four. Arrett on the dribble, trying to get by Odoricio Ferro. Three ball, Cornally, good line, but pulled it up just short. Cherry picking back the other way. It's Sanders, challenged and blocked by Sweeter. Foul called, second on the Rangers in the game, first on Blake Sweeter.
It's what they do. If you miss a shot and you do not check back, they will throw that pass. They'll push it down the floor to try to create something.
Noah Sanders at the free throw line. Just a 50-50 proposition on the season.
Hasn't shot a lot of them.
First one short. 21 seconds to play. Stone Markham, 6'10 junior, checking in as Marcus McGowan will sit for Jeanette. 14-10 for Cherry leading. Sanders back at the stripe looking for his first point in the game. Free throw good. One of two right at his season mark. And Jeanette back to within three. Eric got by the high defense. Takes it to the rack and scores. What's the line you use? Nobody stopped the ball.
Well, and if you don't stop him, you know where he's going. Right to the basket.
Brown feeds into the corner, and there's nobody there.
Careless pass that time.
Noah Sanders on the pass. Brown brought it to him from the top of the key, and he thought Malich was going to be there, and he just threw it to nobody.
They got time to get a shot off.
Arrett through back court. Launch it from half court. At the buzzer, hit the front of the rim.
Oh, my.
Just a hair short. End of one. Fort Cherry 16, Jeanette 11. Back for the second on WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Curtis Pharmacy has the erectile dysfunction prescriptions you want and deserve. No hassles, discreet, and local. I'm Eric Cushy. Don't overpay at some online pharmacy. We have Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, as low as a dollar a pill. Just give us your physician's name and we do the rest. Available for curbside pickup, mailed, or even delivered. Yes, Curtis Pharmacy delivers, and so does Sildenafil. Curtis Pharmacy, Claysville, Washington, Connellsville, and Carmichael's. CurtisPharmacy.com.
Choosing milk after exercise is important in helping your body recover and prepare for your next endurance. With 8 grams of protein per serving, milk helps build and repair muscles. Milk is all natural and has 9 essential nutrients. Refuel your body with milk.
Second quarter, ball will belong to the Jeanette Jayhawks. Fort Cherry controlled the opening tip. Official Brett Ryder at the Jeanette bench for an extended conversation with one of their assistant coaches, Darius Brown.
Yeah, not happy about something.
And the Jayhawks inbound, and Ryder still in backcourt. Fort Cherry up 16-11. Ball back to the far side. Kamani Brown, cross-court pass. Malich to the baseline, eventually to McGowan, back around the perimeter. Volleyball 10-foot line. Brown takes it on the far wing. Foul line extended. Brown backs up to the midcourt area. Arrett goes with him. Malich to the side of the lane. Odoricio Ferro back to Malich for a three. Good.
Malich can shoot the basketball. You got to take that away from him. Make him put the ball to the floor.
16-14 now. Arrett on the drive. Got out of control. Charge. Was and so worried about the guy on his right hip that he didn't see the guy ahead of him.
And now that first careless foul at midcourt that he did is really coming back to haunt him, because now he's picked up his second personal.
16-14. Fort Cherry has never trailed. Rangers scored the first points. Jeanette tied the game at two. It's been Fort Cherry in front since then. Odoricio Brown, Ferro, back around. Ball eventually to Malich and now to McGowan. Nowhere to go for Sanders. He'll put it on the deck, air it out to guard him. Rangers in a 2-3 zone. Three ball for the lead. McGowan hard off the back of the rim. Rebound to the far corner. Tracked down by Sanders for Jeanette. Around the perimeter. Sanders, little shoulder shimmy. Take it in among the tall trees. Scoop shot won't go, but a foul called inside.
Yeah, and you didn't have to foul him. He had no chance to make that. Just let him shoot that.
Corey Bouchel's first foul. Rangers second here in the first 90 seconds of the quarter. Two free throws for Noah Sanders, one for two earlier. First shot short and wide.
Well, 50% free throw shooter, Bob. And that's what he was the first time to the line. Has a chance to duplicate, or he goes one for three.
Odoricio Ferro checks out of the game. Timeout, Jeanette. 6:31 to play. First half, 16-14 for Cherry, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Mountaineers know.
Let's go!
Really means let's try. Let's create. Let's explore. And let's do it all together.
Noah Sanders misses both free throws, but the rebound grabbed by Marcus McGowan, who had checked back in.
Second shot opportunities. I don't like that. That's twice they've given up the rebound.
Kamani Brown, deal to the far side to Malich. Forcheri leading, plus two. Jumper in the high post. Good. Ties the game. Malich has 10. Rangers quickly up the floor. Shot too strong. Won't go. Rebound in traffic, Sunder, ball ahead, lost off the handle, and then knocked out of the hands of Kaimani Brown by Matt Sieg.
But did you see how quickly they got the ball from one end to the other, Bob, and created what was a pretty good scoring opportunity there? Forcheri has to get back, and they got to do it quickly.
Brown to key the inbound at the baseline. Lob goes up top to Sanders. Malich near side. Game tied at 16. Forcheri got the final points of the opening period, but have not scored since. Dribble to the elbow. Brown over the shoulder. Three ball from the corner. Off the rim, won't go. Errett, weak side rebound. 16 all tie. Errett kicks the ball around a little. Needs help. Gives it to Cornally, who had McGowan right on top of him. Kitzmiller to Cornally. Put on the deck. Blow by. Scoop shot. It's good.
Cornally, that's what he needs to do. The quick move, not two or three dribbles. One dribble, get to the rim.
18-16, Forcheri leading Jeanette. 5:05 to play, second quarter. Left side, Brown on the feet from Malich. Bring it back, Sanders dribble. Scoop shot won't go. Rebound grabbed in traffic. Leaking ahead, pass behind the intended target from Cornally. Ahead to Sanders for the tie. That won't go. Rebound, put back, yes, and a foul. Just a bad pass from Cornally started that whole thing.
It really did, Bob. That's the second time that they have had bad passes when they had numerical advantage that led to the other team scoring. And now Jeanette could take its first lead if Kamani Brown scores this free throw.
Brown, a 66% foul shooter. The Jayhawks in the game, one for four at the stripe.
Yeah, I don't like the flow right now, Bob. It's just some little things here and there, but the turnovers and the offensive rebounds hurting Forcheri.
Brown's foul shot good. Puts Jeanette in front, 19-18.
Well, they haven't been behind very often, so we'll see how they react.
Well, the Rangers have played a lot, actually, behind They had to rally in the second half several times. Cornally, the drive, way too strong. Missed the iron altogether. Rebound grabbed by Kaimani Brown. Ball knocked loose. Cornally, he takes it, goes to the hoop. Shot is blocked. Nice recovery by Brown. Had help, and Cornally didn't take it.
Boy, he had an open player too, Bob.
Sweeter was with him, and Cornally went anyway. Cross court. Ball into the corner. Jeanette, offense for the first time with the lead, and they turn it over, and a foul going to be called on Marcus McGowan.
Yeah, pretty good call there, I thought.
Looked like Cornally had a run out and got held up getting to the loose ball. 4:08 to play, second quarter, Jeanette 19-18.
You just have a feeling this is going to be a tight one today.
Air it to the free throw line. Teardrop, good. Back in front. 9 points for Arrett.
One of his favorite shots. He's very effective with that runner.
For Cherry, plus one. Ball comes near side. Elijah Jones up top to Malich and now to Brown. Brown, one dribble, picks it up. Once again to Jones, back to Brown. Brown, nice quick first move, got by Cornally. Feed it underneath. Alone, shot put up, won't go for McGowan. Swatted loose by Kitzmiller. Loose ball saved by Jones. Three ball, far side, partially blocked. Kitzmiller catches the miss.
Well, that's a lot of action there, Bob.
Cornally had that block. Feed down low, intended for Cornally, knocked out of bounds, and we get the media timeout. 3:22 to play, second quarter. Fort Cherry 20, Jeanette 19. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Shane Cornally with a little dribble action, able to take it, get a floater to go, and third foul of the game on Noah Sunder. He'll go to the Cornally will go to the line, and Sunder will go to the bench.
Well, that was a great isolation move that time. Spun back to the middle. There was no help. Hang, shot, foul, and he gets an extra.
3:14 to play, first half, foul shot. Goes begging off the rim. Odoricio Ferro with a rebound for Jeanette. Fort Cherry up 22-19. Ball to the near corner. Cut off was McGowan. He'll dribble back out of the corner and give the ball to Kaimani Brown.
Yeah, great job on a close-up by Matt Sieg that time. Did not allow that baseline drive.
Malich, pump fake, baseline. Odoricio Ferro, jump pass back out to Malich. Arrett out on him. Arrett playing with two fouls. Brown to the free throw line. Back out. Malich, he'll back away from the Arrett defense. Fort Cherry in a 2-3 zone at the moment. Left side it goes to Jones. Jones fakes a pass into the corner, doesn't go there. Sweeter had thoughts about stealing a soft pass to the midcourt. McGowan brings it to Malich, now on the right wing. One dribble, pick it up. Ball to the elbow. Odoricio Ferro, shot won't go.
Boy, I was halfway down, Bob, huh?
Cornally will rebound. One to go to Arrett, and Arrett too well covered. Sweeter, Arrett wants it, and now he'll hand it off. Arrett squares up, looks at a three, doesn't take it. Cornally, quick first step, blow inside, hit the rim on the way up. Ball knocked loose. Bouchel, three ball, Sieg near corner, well short. Rebound weak side, Cornally. put it on the deck, fight his way out of there. Errett with a pump fake and a hand check foul called up top. It's going to be Elijah Jones picking up his second foul. Three fouls in the quarter called against Jeanette. Three also on Fort Cherry. Substitution, Noah Sanders will check in.
Well, I said if Fort Cherry was going to win, they had the rebound, and they're doing a pretty good job, Bob. Last couple possessions.
Inbound feed. Errett, again, a pump fake on the three. Goes to Cornally. Cornally on the wing, put on the deck. Through a double team. Floater high off the glass, won't go. Bouchelle can't get the rebound. It goes right to Kaimani Brown. Ahead quickly to Sanders in traffic. Scoop shot goes.
How did he make that shot?
First field goal of the game for Sanders, 22-21. Fort Cherry by one. 90 seconds to play in the first half. Errett, sweeter for three. Good line. Well short. Loose ball grabbed by Sieg. Goes back up strong and scores. First points for Matt Sieg. Three-point lead for the tie. Good. Marcus McGowan's second tray. 24 all. Sweeter to the elbow. Up top, three-pointer well short. Ball comes down to Bouchelle. Shot won't go, but he is fouled. Corey Bouchelle going to the line, and Marcus McGowan, I think, picks up his second. Four fouls on the Jayhawks in this period. Corey Bouchelle to the stripe.
We've got ourselves a heck of a basketball game here this afternoon, Bob.
Winner of this gets the Aliquippa Red Bank Valley winner. Aliquippa doubling Red Bank Valley at the moment, 28-14. They are in the first quarter. Bouchelle's free throw short. Ball game tied at 24. 105 remaining in the first half.
Jeanette's a scrappy basketball team, man.
Second shot. Bouchelle breaks the tie. 25-24. Fort Cherry. First point of the game for Corey Bouchelle, the 6-foot senior. Patiently, Brown dribbles through backcourt unchallenged. Left side it goes to Sanders. Sweeter out on him. Cross court to Brown. Looks inside. Can't go to the baseline. Malich to the elbow to McGowan. Backs away. McGowan's pass just cleanly stolen by Errett. Backside, doesn't realize it's there. Now dribbles into the paint. Floater won't go. Put back somehow by Cornally. That was tipped out of his hands by Odoricio Ferro.
And in midair, he was able to gather it and put it in off the glass. Great job by Cornally.
I hope we have that on replay because I think Odoricio Ferro actually got that basket.
We'll we'll have to look at that.
Kaimani Brown's pass across. Dribble drive by Sanders. Shot blocked by Bouchelle.
Yeah,
we'll get
Bouchelle.
A chance to look at it here. Ball goes up by Errett. Well short. Ball tipped out of the hands of Cornally by Odoricio Ferro.
Yeah, but I still thought Cornally had his hand somewhat on that basketball. They get a double score for that. Each one of them. Give them a point.
They'll split the basket.
Yeah, exactly.
10 seconds to play in the half. 27-24. Fort Cherry leads Jeanette. Inbound from Kaimani Brown. Into the corner to Malich. Work it around. Three ball. Markham well short. Sieg. Try to save the rebound. Ball knocked loose. Seconds left to go, and the ball knocked out of bounds by Errett. Not a good decision there. Sieg could have grabbed that cleanly. Before he grabbed it, he looked to see over his shoulder if somebody was coming,
yeah.
And then he ended up not getting the ball.
Well, he's telling Corey Bouchelle that he grabbed my hand. I couldn't get it with the other hand.
2.4 seconds to play in the...
Got to cover shooters here.
Brown back to Malich. His three off the rim won't go as the buzzer sounds. End of the first half. Fort Cherry 27, Jeanette 24. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Founded in Fort Cherry and now brewing in Burgettstown, the Kramer family invites you to experience Kramer's Greenhouse and their Cole Chipple Brewery and Raccoon Creek Winery, home of Washington County's oldest craft brewery. They've been proud supporters of the area schools, scholars, and student athletes for four generations. Stop into their dog and kid-friendly tap and tasting room and learn more about their craft beer, handcrafted wine, and locally grown plants and products, or visit kramersgreenhouse.com.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home.
So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
We get our first final score of the day in the quarterfinal Saturday, and that is in the 5A girls McKeesport, a 57-35 win over Armstrong. McKeesport now awaits the winner of today's Oakland Catholic and Cathedral Prep matchup. All right, 30,000 feet view. What have you liked, first of all, for Fort Cherry, then what have you liked for Jeanette?
Well, the one thing I've liked about Fort Cherry is they're competing, and they seem to be controlling the boards. What I didn't like is they've given up open shots to the 2 3-point shooters. They have got to make them do something different. For Jeanette, they've been patient offensively. I like it when they, if I'm Jeanette, when they get the ball out and they go, they've been able to capitalize and score. Fort Cherry has to take that away, and they've got to know. They've got to talk on defense. Find the shooters. Just like the last possession, the man inbounding the ball was Isaiah Malish. He's a shooter. They left him alone. He missed it, but you cannot allow him to take open shots. He's going to make those shots. And they've had some mishandles for Cherry with the basketball that have caused the direct runouts by Jeanette. Great basketball game if you're a fan.
Fort Cherry up 27-24 on Jeanette at the half. Rangers 16-11 advantage in the first. Jayhawks 13-11 advantage in the second. Here's your individual scoring. Derek Arrett has 9. Shane Cornelli with 8. I have 4 for Alan Tiroli, 3 for Blake Sweeter. All 7 of those points coming in the opening period. Matt Sieg with a deuce and Corey Bouchel with a free throw make. Fort Cherry 3 of 5 at the stripe. On the other side, Isaiah Malich leading all scorers with 10, 5 in each quarter, a 2 and a 3 in each 8-minute period. 6 for Marcus McGowan, all from beyond the 3-point line. Kaimani Brown has 5, 3 for Noah Sanders, as Jeanette has hit 2 of 5 at the free throw line. Winner gets the Aliquippa Red Bank Valley winner. Aliquippa early in the second, leading Red Bank Valley 33-19 at the moment. More from Peters Township, PIAA 2A Boys quarterfinal action when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Congratulations to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Gordon and Rees, a law firm located in downtown Pittsburgh representing energy companies, providing title, due diligence, and litigation services. Brant Miller, longtime friend of the program, national chair of the Energy Group, and also provides counsel on carbon capture and sequestration.
call attorney Brant Miller at Gordon & Reese Pittsburgh office, 412-577-7400. Continued best wishes for Cherry from all of your friends at Gordon & Reese and the entire Miller family. And we have an outstanding group of folks helping us to bring home the action of PIAA basketball playoffs after an outstanding Fort Cherry football run. And that football run is going to try to regenerate some funding tomorrow morning. Fort Cherry football and cheer hosting a pancake breakfast, and I am planning to be there. I am not entering the Beat the Lineman pancake eating contest because my doctor has absolutely forbidden that, or at least he would if I'd ever go see him, but that's another story for another day. Fort Cherry High School cafeteria tomorrow from 9 until 1. Wonder if we'll get any green pancakes since it's St. Patty's Day. But I know there's pancakes, sausage, coffee, and OJ. Adults are $10. Children from 5 to 10 are $8, and kids under 5 eat for free. Go support Fort Cherry football and cheer at tomorrow's pancake breakfast at the Fort Cherry High School cafeteria. Rangers are first back on the floor, but it is most of the others who are out there shooting right at the moment. A couple of starters and guys that play regularly are shooting, Kitzmiller and Sweeter, but the other guys are parked comfortably on the bench. Here's the way the scoring went. One tie in the opening quarter. We were tied a couple of more times in that second period, tied at 16, 18, and 24. A couple of lead changes in that second quarter as well. Fort Cherry led 16-11 and never trailed in the opening period. We were tied at 16, tied at 18, and then Jeanette with Kaimani Brown's free throw gave the Jayhawks a 19-18 lead. Rangers came back 40 seconds later, retook the lead, went up eventually 24-21, all square at 24, but the Rangers get a foul shot and a field goal down the stretch. And nobody scored over the final 30 seconds. Jeanette's current scoreless drought is at a minute 18 as we get ready for the third quarter. It'll be Fort Cherry ball. All of this ball hawking going on, we have not had a held ball as of yet.
Yeah, and that's unusual in high school basketball.
Rangers 27, Jayhawks 24. Get ready for the second half when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Enjoy all the fun this weekend in Wheeling. The Highland Sports Complex hosts the Gateway to the West VRC Robotics event today and tomorrow. The OVAC Cheering Championship is tomorrow at West Banco Arena. The Wheeling Nailers have home games tonight through Sunday. And West Virginia Independence Hall hosts a timeless gathering tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. as you try to guess the identity of the historic figure in the room. See all the upcoming events at visitwheelingwv.com. Wheeling is waiting for you.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Curtis Pharmacy has the erectile dysfunction prescriptions you want and deserve. No hassles, discreet, and local. I'm Eric Cushy. Don't overpay at some online pharmacy. We have Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, as low as a dollar a pill. Just give us your physician's name and we do the rest. Available for curbside pickup, mailed, or even delivered. Yes, Curtis Pharmacy delivers, and so does Sildenafil. Curtis Pharmacy, Claysville, Washington, Connellsville, and Carmichael's. CurtisPharmacy.com.
Few things in life are more important than showing up. And whether you show up for your family, friends, or teammates, it doesn't hurt to bring a plate of their favorite beef dish. Together, we bring more. Find your next crowd pleaser at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
At the half at Peters Township, Fort Cherry 27, Jeanette 24. At the half at Slippery Rock, Aliquippa 24, Red Bank Valley. I'm sorry, Aliquippa 34, Red Bank Valley 24. Fort Cherry starts the third with the ball. Arrett avoids a double team. Ball goes to Cornally. Try to pass it back out, and a hand check foul going to be called right away.
Wow, that was a quick foul, Bob. That's, is that Sunder?
No, Odoricio Ferro. His first, team's first of the quarter. Lob inbounds to Arrett in front of the Fort Cherry bench. Arrett gives it off to Cornally. Has Odoricio Ferro on him. Arrett trying to muscle his way to the paint. Sweeter takes a pass. Draws traffic, drive to the hoop and score.
And a good decision by Sweeter that time as they came out really hard on him. He just drove right around on the baseline and scored.
We saw that in the second half the other day.
That's right. Exact same play. It's good recognition by him.
29-24, Fort Cherry's lead back to five. Ball comes around the perimeter. Kaimani Brown in the midcourt oval on the dribble. Now to the near wing to Malich. Bounce pass across to McGowan. Looks to the high post. It's Sunder, who sat most of the second quarter. Air ball three from the near side by Malich. Cornally leaks out, takes the feed, lets traffic clear and scores.
Nice job by Fort Cherry. Get the ball out and go.
10 points for Shane Cornally. Leads Fort Cherry, tied with Malich for game honors.
Yeah, that was a great pass by Air at that time, Bob, to get the ball down the floor.
Malich on the near wing to the baseline to Sunder. Got by Kitzmiller. Feed it back out. Ball fumbled along the three-point line, but saved by Brown. McGowan back to Brown. Launch a three-pointer. That's short, almost plugged. The ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Cornally.
Boy, that was close. Who
that
touched
ball almost,
that ball?
That ball almost plugged.
Yeah, it did. That was, well, Brown's not a very good shooter. I mean, you want him to shoot the ball.
He has 16 threes on the year.
That's not very many.
6:20 to play, third quarter. Fort Cherry up 31-24. Malich, Brown to the baseline. A little trouble there for Odoricio Ferro. And now Brown will drive. Nice dish to Sunder for the bucket.
Yeah, that's what Brown does pretty well. He can get in the interior of your defense, and he made a great dish that time.
And he drew the traffic, recognizing that he would shoot in there. Arrett, kick to the corner, three ball in flight, oh, spoons out, won't go. And a rebound grab by Odoricio Ferro. Dribble, penetration, Brown pulls the shot up short, rebound tips, clear up the lane. Grabbed by Odoricio Ferro, hard off the window, won't go. Rebound cleared by Kitzmiller.
Yeah, Kitzmiller, nice job, strong rebound.
If we get a chance, I'll tell a Kitzmiller, Katzmiller story here in a bit, but... Kitzmiller, three ball in flight, in and out, won't go. Cornally comes down and gets the rebound. He is underneath the basket and tries to shoot, but is fouled. He could not have put that shot up. That foul on Odoricio Ferro, his second, team second of the quarter. Get a look there. Cornally comes clean to get the rebound, but he was underneath the basket and got hit on the arm.
Yeah, he didn't have a very good angle. Don't foul him. You bail him out.
Cornally misses the foul shot.
Yeah, he missed an earlier one.
Rangers just 3 of 6 at the stripe.
Yeah, normally a pretty good free throw shooting team.
Noah Clary checks in. Gene Briggs telling me that they are improving as the year goes on at the free throw line. Cornally, second shot is good, 1 of 2. He has 11. 32-26. The Fort leading the Jayhawks. Brown patiently across. Noah Clary, by the way. 6'1 freshman on the floor for Adrian Batts. I think I said Damian earlier. My apologies. Ball into the corner, thrown away. Just a bad pass by McGowan. That's the second pass that might as well have been to nobody.
Yeah, there was no one there, and they just...
Malich was there, but that pass wasn't within 10 feet.
No, I think he anticipated him being there.
Arrett takes the long inbound and a hand check coming up the floor. I think it's Kaimani Brown with the foul. It will be. It's the second foul on Brown. Third in the quarter on Jeanette.
You have to know that if you get too close to Derek Arrett, he's blowing right by you.
Inbound to Cornally. Catch. Turnaround jumper. Air ball. Pulled it up well short. Brown with the rebound. Tiroli trying to turn him back and does. Three ball. Malich. Good line. Perfect.
Can't allow him to set his feet.
Timeout, Jeanette. 32-29. Second timeout used by the Jeanette staff. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, number FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Rangers come out, try to run a set play and turn the ball over, but Jeanette forces it into traffic and Arrett takes it away. Arrett, spinorama off the glass, score it. It works the same for Fort Cherry if the original play had worked.
Well, Derek Arrett does what Derek Arrett does. I mean, he just is very clever. When he gets to the rim, Bob, he can score.
34-29, Arrett's ability to hang and let hands get out of the way and then take the shot. Ball to the baseline to Sunder. Kitzmiller has him cut off. Ball around the perimeter. Brown, trouble with the dribble, but keeps it. Malich on the drive. Spun back out. Ball goes inside to Clary. Kitzmiller swipes down and is guilty of the foul, and that'll bring us to the timeout. Fort Cherry 34, Jeanette 29. Timeout on the floor. Back in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
From the first steps in new love, to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome, to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Founded in Fort Cherry and now brewing in Burgettstown, the Kramer family invites you to experience Kramer's Greenhouse and their Cole Tipple Brewery and Raccoon Creek Winery, home of Washington County's oldest craft brewery. They've been proud supporters of the area schools, scholars, and student-athletes for four generations. Stop into their dog and kid-friendly tap and tasting room and learn more about their craft beer, handcrafted wine, and locally grown plants and products. Or visit kramersgreenhouse.com.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Foul on Jack Kitzmiller. Free throws coming for Noah Clary, a 58% free throw shooter. Jeanette, I have unofficially 2 of 7 at the line. Clary hits the first. I'm sorry. Now 3 of 6. I counted those ones already. 34-30 here at the media timeout. Second shot won't go. Lane violation. Wave it off. That's a miss.
Yeah, he stepped over the line. Very seldom do you see shooters do that, but he got caught with that.
Clary checks out, and now pressure coming. At least for a moment it was coming. It is backed off now. Arrett, zone extended. Sweeter goes strong to the hoop. Missed the shot. Body's all over the floor, and an out-of-bounds call coming.
Boy, Sweeter hit hard on the floor.
It's going to be Fort Cherry ball. Apparently, Odoricio Ferro stepped out of bounds.
The one thing that I don't like, Bob, is the pace of the game. It's not Fort Cherry pace.
Inbound stolen, or it was tipped, actually, by Malich, and Sweeter trying to get back in to grab the ball, hadn't gotten his feet down inbounds yet.
Yeah, several of these turnovers, in my opinion, have been very careless on the part of Fort Cherry, and I'll tell you what, they're keeping this game closer than it has to be.
34-30, Farrow back out, Malik wide right on the three, rebound lands right in the lap of Sweeter. Outlet, Cornally score it.
And that's what they do very well, is get the ball out off of turnovers or missed shots. That was a great look that time. Good finish by Cornally.
36-30, Fort Cherry plus six, 3:10 to play, third quarter. Ball to Malik in the Peters Township logo. Pass inside, knocked away by Cornally. Sweeter behind, has help, and the ball kicked out of bounds, and it's going to be Jeanette Ball.
You just got to handle it better. I mean, you've got to understand there's a defender coming hard. Put it in your left hand, not your right hand.
Well, the other thing they could have done was instead of trying to get it to Sweeter, could have brought it back to Cornally.
Yeah, they really could. He was wide open. Absolutely. That's a mishandle there, Bob.
2:55 to play, third quarter. Fort Cherry leading plus six. Sunder shot blocked by Bouchel out of bounds.
Yeah, and a good job by Bouchel holding his ground there.
Oh, and Sunder showing up the lead official there, and he is fortunate that Brett Ryder didn't tee him up.
You don't want to do that. Never show up the officials. They don't like that.
Inbound. Wide open is Sunder. Catch and score. Rangers leaked on the defense.
Yeah, that was too easy. Well, I tell you, we got a nail biter here.
36-32, Fort Cherry plus four. Sweeter, open three, good.
You know, they're unfazed at times. I honestly think they don't worry about that. They just fire them up when they're open.
Well, remember, at Carn City a week ago, the Rangers trailed eight at the end of the half. Three ball, Kamani Brown won't go. Rebound, Cornally. He'll hand it off to Arrett. Arrett coming through double team. Arrett steps around the defender, and a blocking foul called.
And a good call. I like that call.
Get a look here at that inbound play that was just way too easy to Sunder.
I know the Jeanette fans don't like the previous call, Bob, but I thought it was a good one.
That is the fourth foul on Noah Sunder. And there, yeah, you see Sunder's feet were somewhat set, but he leaned hard left to draw contact.
Jeez. I don't know that Arrett hit the rim on that.
Arrett's first free throw attempt of the game is well off the mark. Second chance at the stripe, good. One of two. Pretty much the story of the day on both sides.
Exactly.
40-32, Rangers plus eight. Ball in the perimeter. Malich faked the pass to the baseline but could not go to McAllister. Steele seeing his first action. Brown dribbles around traffic. Feed it back out to Noah Sanders. Near side to Malich. He'll shoot from there. Does not. And a pass almost picked off. It ends up in Brown's hands. Down low. Push shot up and good for McGowan. Marcus McGowan. Check that. Odorizio Farrell. My apologies. Ball up top to Arrett. Got opening. Floater in the paint. Good.
If he gets in the paint, he's going to do damage. And that time he did.
Are we in agreement on that previous basket? It was zero. Odorizio,
yes, that is correct.
Arrett hassling Sanders, who dribbles out of that. 1:20 to play, third quarter. Fort Cherry plus eight. Rangers led by three at intermission. Malich, far side. Kamani Brown back to Malich. Penetrate. Ball knocked loose from behind. Ball out to Sweeter. Two men there. Sweeter controls it and scores.
Yeah, nice job that time by Sweeter. This time, Bob, notice how he protected the basketball. Last time he didn't, and they lost possession.
Winner of this game gets the Red Bank Valley Aliquippa winner. That game now a six-point Quippa lead in the third, 38-32. Reach in foul, and Derek Garrett's going to get his third.
Oh, boy. Not sure there was much there, Bob. I don't know if we have a replay on that or not.
Arrett called for his third foul. It's the second foul on the Rangers. We do get a look at Sweeter gathering that and getting to the rack. Lob down low, too tall, over the head of Odorizio Farrow. Coming out with it is Sieg. He'll circle around, wait for everybody to get on the front side, and now deal to Sweeter. Back up top, Cornally. Odorizio Farrow out on him. Cornally put it on the deck. Double team. High off the glass. Won't go. Battles gets his own rebound. Fights it out of there. And the Rangers will reset with 20 seconds to play. Arrett dribbles away from defense. Score it.
Well, I really like him. Derek Arrett. Got to turn around.
Kamani Brown hops toward the paint and a pushing foul. Corey Bouchel going to be called for his second foul.
Yeah, but Bob, that possession, they never turned around. They thought that they, because they scored, they could lollygag back on defense.
Fort Cherry defending with 10 seconds to play in the quarter. Get out on the three-point shooter, Malich. Force him off the line. 5 seconds to play in the quarter. Brown with a dribble drive. Runs into Bouchel. Shot won't go. Rebound grabbed by the Rangers. And Brown lobbying for a call. He'll get none. Fort Cherry 46, Jeanette 34 after three. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Jeanette Ball to start the fourth. 12-point lead for the Rangers to start that same quarter. Brown gets the ball down low. Odorizio Ferro dribbled it off his foot. It rolls to the corner right to Marcus McGowan. Reset the offense. Entry to Odorizio Ferro and a blocking foul on Corey Bouchel will be his third.
Well, you knew he was going to try to spin baseline. You've got to take that away from him.
Now Brent Ryder showing a little disdain for Eugene Briggs. Near side, three ball, just blocked. It hits Ryder and goes out of bounds. Big block by Shane Cornally.
Well, you can hear the reaction of the fans on that block. Holy cow.
Jayhawks to inbound. Kaimani Brown takes the feed, foul line extended, gives it back to Sanders. Steal now, Sweeter saw that coming, and Malich,
intentional
foul from behind. And Sweeter's gonna shoot two, and the Rangers get the ball. They're gonna rule that that Malich did not attempt to play the ball. He actually hammered the ball and the arm.
Boy, the Jeanette coaches are not happy.
Well, there's three of them standing, and that's not a good situation. And Brett Ryder addressing that. Sweeter to shoot two. You know, the foul was forceful, but it hit the ball.
I think it was the downward motion that knocked him to the ground, Bob, that they called. And here we go with some fist. This is not good. This is not good.
Well,
that should never happen.
Now the officials are going to send both teams to the bench.
I'm not sure who instigated that, but it was a little pushing and shoving at the midcourt, Bob.
Sweeter hit the first foul shot.
This is where the coaches got to control their players and say, hey, you can't afford to do that. A little bit of emotion, I get that. Players get emotional. Got to keep them in control here, Bob.
Now, good job here by the Peters Township resource officers. Actually walked into both huddles.
Yes. Well, and I know him personally. He's a great guy. Matt Malloy.
And now I think the officials are going to clear
somebody. I'll tell you
somebody.
What. They'll throw him right out of the game. They will not take any nonsense here.
Adrian Batts is just livid. And I we just got another look at the foul. And Jason, can we run that one more time? I want to I mean, I know the force down was hard. Sweeter with the steal, and then he goes in into the paint, and a hard chop down across the ball.
Bob, that's intentional all day long. I don't care what the official sees. You cannot do that and take him to the ground. I like the call. That's intentional. Or flagrant. I mean, which one do you want to call?
Sweeter's second effort at the line, also good. 48-34, and it'll be Fort Cherry ball.
You know, the idea of it, well, it was a hard foul. No, there were just something, because those types of fouls lead to what you just saw, pushing and shoving.
That foul, by the way, on Malich, his first inbound bucket up and in for Arrett.
Boy, what a nice move by Arrett on the reverse. Fort Cherry in command now.
And this has happened really pretty quickly.
Yeah, it really has, Bob.
Ball goes inside. Shot up and in as Noah Sunder scores.
Yeah, nice job by Sunder on the inside and the interior there. Power move.
About 3.5 minutes between points for Jeanette. Meanwhile, the Rangers roll it underneath the Bouchel shot blocked. Loose ball grabbed by Elijah Jones.
The intensity has picked up here.
Charge foul called.
Well, that's a good call.
By Monty Brown, drives into a stationary, I mean statuesque defender.
I don't know how anyone can argue with that call.
Well, if you're wearing white, you're going to argue with it. If you're wearing red, you're going to believe it. We get a good look at it here. Defender Bouchel gets set, and the charge call. Cornally dribbles in traffic and lost the handle. Knocked out of bounds by Brown.
Boy, the intensity has picked up on both sides, particularly on the Jeanette side.
Timeout for Cherry. 6:45 to play in the fourth. Fort Cherry 50, Jeanette 36. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Enjoy all the fun this weekend in Wheeling. The Highland Sports Complex hosts the Gateway to the West VRC Robotics event today and tomorrow. The OVAC Cheering Championship is tomorrow at West Banco Arena. The Wheeling Nailers have home games tonight through Sunday. And West Virginia Independence Hall hosts a timeless gathering tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. as you try to guess the identity of the historic figure in the room. See all the upcoming events at visitwheelingwv.com. Wheeling is waiting for you.
6:45 to play. Fourth quarter, Fort Cherry 50, Jeanette 36. And the Rangers get the ball inbounds. Arrett inbounds to Bouchel. Back to Arrett. Work it around. It's Sweeter, and Arrett gets the ball back. Malich on him. Arrett got by there. Step took a bump in the paint and scores anyway.
Well, yeah, that should have been an and one. Boy, how tough is he?
52-36, the margin 16. Three ball, air ball, caught on the weak side. Matt Sieg skies over everybody.
Did you see Matt Sieg get that rebound? What an athlete.
Sweeter saves the loose ball on the far side. He'll have to dribble out of there. Feed to the baseline, intended for Sieg, stolen by Kamani Brown. Brown weaving his way, takes it up, scores, and Sweeter fouls him.
Yeah, nice move by Brown. And if you're Fort Cherry, I know Coach Briggs has probably addressed this, but you want to be strong with the basketball here.
The bucket by Brown, 6:04 to play fourth quarter. Brown at the free throw line has not been a friendly place, but Brown hits it. He's got both of his free throw makes.
Now here comes full court pressure. And if you're not strong with the ball, they're going to be hacking and pushing and shoving. You've got to be strong. Put it in the hands of Derek Arrett. I'd feel comfortable.
Cornally trying to get by Brown. Help arrives. Cornally spins it, flips it out of traffic, and the ball knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Jeanette.
How about that? That was a little out of control there. I don't know where he was going with that ball.
52-39, inbound to Arrett. Malich tried to steal. Arrett's floater off the window and good. Derek Garrett with 22 to lead all scorers.
Not a surprise. He's done it every game.
Aliquippa leads Red Bank Valley 45-35. Winner of that game, winner of this game. Three ball, McCowan, air ball short. Cornelli grabs the miss. Double team against Garrett. He'll dribble out of that. Now a third man, Bouchel, takes the feed. Garrett gets it back. Steal attempt by Brown. Steal attempt by Malich. Ball to Cornelli. Into the corner to Sweeter. Double team split and a reach-in foul. It's the third foul of the quarter on Jeanette. This one signaled on Elijah Jones will be his third.
I like how Forcheri has come out and maintained their composure after that little skirmish they had there, Bob, at midcourt. They've got the lead. They've got the ball. They can be smart with it.
5:20 to play in the fourth. Inbound to Arrett from Sweeter. Arrett going to sit with it right there. Now give it off to Cornelli. Arrett gets free. Cornelli spins into traffic and again out of control. Travel. It's a couple of times in this quarter that Shane Cornelli has just ended up out of control.
Well, he was, and you don't need that right now at this point. Just keep the ball moving. If you move the basketball, you're going to get really good shot opportunities because they're overplaying everything, trying to steal passes.
Forcheri 54, Jeanette 39. 5:05 to play in the game. Kamani Brown feed to Sunder. Too easy. Nice shot up and in from about 4 feet out. Arrett on a feed from Cornelli and a foul.
Great pass, but great cut by Arrett. Just plays so composed, under control.
And Sunder is fouled out of the game. Sunder is fouled out. 4:53 to play. Sunder with 8 points. And checking back in is Marcus McGowan. Arrett back to the foul line for the and one. I have Forcheri 7 of 11 now at the stripe with this shot coming. Good. And Arrett to 25 points. Forcheri 57-41 lead on Jeanette. Jayhawks with the ball. Kaimani Brown between the circles. Get it inside. Mauricio Ferro around perimeter McGowan to Brown. Lost it. Got it back. Jumper put up by McGowan. Good for two.
Nice looking jump shot by McGowan that time.
He had a couple of threes in the first two quarters, but has been pretty quiet ever since.
Well, they've done a really good job on him.
Arrett's leaner won't go. Bouchel keeps the rebound alive. Pass to the wing. Sieg knocked down. Brown, Cornelli hammers him to the floor. And Cornelli called for a foul. And the Jeanette fans want the intentional foul there, and they're not going to get that.
He had all ball.
Pushing foul on Cornelli, his second foul, team's third.
Boy, this game's got a little contentious here, Bob.
Kaimani Brown to the foul line. He's 2 for 2 at the stripe. Jeanette 4 of 8, and Brown misses.
I thought in the previous play, Matt Sieg got mauled at midcourt, and there was no call.
Brown's second effort at the line is good. He hits 1 of 2, has 9 points in the game. 57-44 as we approach 4 minutes to play. Sweeter covered by Mallett. Sweeter on the deck has trouble. Ball ends up to Cornelli. And now give it to Sieg. Drives hard, misses the shot. Rebound grabbed in traffic by Noah Sanders. Up the near wing, double team. Feed it back out to Brown. And now to Malich. Pick it up. Brown takes the feed. Got a defender airborne. Leaner, basket and a foul. And that foul is number 4 on Derek Arrett.
Bob, I continue to wonder why.
We're going to go to a break here. 3:49 to play, third quarter. Forcheri 57, Jeanette 46. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Curtis Pharmacy has the erectile dysfunction prescriptions you want and deserve. No hassles, discreet, and local. I'm Eric Cushy. Don't overpay at some online pharmacy. We have Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, as low as a dollar a pill. Just give us your physician's name and we do the rest. Available for curbside pickup, mailed, or even delivered. Yes, Curtis Pharmacy delivers, and so does Sildenafil. Curtis Pharmacy, Claysville, Washington, Connellsville, and Carmichael's. CurtisPharmacy.com.
To the media timeout, Kamani Brown comes out and hits the and-one foul shot. 57-47, the deficit is 10. Rangers get the ball ahead, and nice feed on the baseline to Cornally for the deuce.
Yeah, Derek Garrett, great feed after the penetrating move.
Three ball won't go. Nice follow by Brown. Goes back up in traffic. Can't get that to go. Rebound Cornally. Fights out of it. Held ball. Possession arrow for Cherry.
Nice job by Cornally maintaining possession on that.
Three defenders collapsed on Arrett on that pass that left Cornally all alone.
But that was great vision by Arrett that time, and they needed that basket. They were leaking some oil there, Bob.
3:21 to play in the game. Arrett again with four fouls. And the Rangers get the ball ahead. Sieg back out to Arrett. 59-47. Arrett dish it over. Cornally catch and score.
He's done it all. I mean, he just either he scores or he assists with the score. Great game by Arrett.
61-47. Fort Cherry's lead is 14. Three ball, Malich, a little strong. Rebound inside. McGowan trying to fight his way back out. Pass was tipped. Cornally got a hand on that. Get a look here at this most recent bucket by Cornally on the feed from Arrett. Only two defenders went there, but one was tardy coming to cut Cornally off. Brown goes into traffic. His leaner won't go. Jump pass back out after the rebound. It's McGowan to the baseline. Threw it right to Cornally. Tried to feed the ball to McAllister. Steele up the floor. Cornally ahead to Sweeter. He's blocked, knocked down, and a foul call. It'll be the fifth foul of the quarter. This foul on Marcus McGowan, his third. Blake Sweeter will go to the line to shoot two, where he hit two earlier on that intentional foul situation. That was in the opening minute of this fourth quarter. Sweeter's free throw good.
Sweeter having another great game for the Fort here today. He's been so solid.
13 points for Sweeter, including 3 for 3 at the foul line. Fort Cherry plus 15 with 2:38 to play in the ball game. Winner goes on to the state semifinals. Fort Cherry's only been there once in its history.
Well, they're on their way. They're pretty close. I don't want to say yet, but they're closing in on it.
Second foul shot also good. Stone Markham on the floor. Ball comes near side to Malich. Malich around to Brown. Brown trying to save a pass, and he dribbles it on the sideline.
Well, they don't even need to score any more points, Bob. They can play a little keep away, milk the clock, 2:25 left. They don't need points.
Arrett gets the inbound, and he takes it to the paint. The ball to Bouchel will dribble out of traffic. Pick up the dribble, cross court to Sweeter. He'll cover it over strongly. Dribbles, double team, ball tipped to the backcourt line. Sweeter falls to the floor with the ball. Malich and Cornally get into a wrestling match, and we're going to get a held ball call. Turnover. 2:07 left to play.
Can't tell me there wasn't a foul there somewhere.
Well, it might have been on Cornally coming on top
of
Malice
been,
on
yeah.
the ground. So.
But it was before that Cornally had the ball.
Brown, step back three, gets knocked down. Rebound knocked out of bounds, going to be ruled last touch by Bouchelle.
Well, the guys are trying to officiate for the officials here.
Well,
been a tough game to officiate because of the physicality.
Nick Carasone says, Jeanette ball at the baseline. Inbound right in the side of the lane, tipped away. At time, the Rangers had defense on Odoricio Ferro. Arrett is knocked down. We're going to get a step over. That's a technical foul. And then Arrett throws the ball. They're going to tee on Arrett. The player who fouled him walked over him. Arrett was laying on the ground. And the player who fouled him walked over him.
I think they're calling two tees here, maybe.
Well, if you call the first, you don't get the second. But that was, that particular play just was not well officiated.
You cannot allow.
A step over is an intimidation move. It's illegal.
That's
and
right.
It's unsportsmanlike conduct.
But
and
then,
it's a foul.
But then Arrett threw the basketball.
He did.
That's going to be a tee.
It
I'm
is.
Telling you.
And I think we're going to get
two tees.
Well, we have a personal. And then we have a technical. Boy, there have to be two technicals here.
Well, Arrett's going to shoot the fouls.
Well, he can't shoot. He's fouled out of the game. No, he cannot shoot. He fouled out of the game. Arrett cannot shoot.
He's got five fouls. That technical's a personal foul.
The first foul was on Kamone Brown. That was just called a personal. Then Arrett called for the technical that fouls him out of the game.
What is it?
Arrett can't shoot these free throws.
I agree. I don't know what he's doing at the line. He's got... They know it, but I think they're going to allow him to shoot.
You can't.
I don't know what they're doing.
Congratulations to the Rangers from Gordon and Reese, a law firm located in downtown Pittsburgh that represents energy companies, providing title, due diligence, and litigation services. Grant Miller is the national chair of the Energy Group, provides counsel on carbon capture and sequestration. Call attorney Grant Miller at Gordon and Reese.
Yep, here
Pittsburgh
we go.
Office, 412-577-7400. Continued best wishes for Cherry from your friends at Gordon and Reese and the entire Miller family. Well, this is correct that the Arrett cannot shoot the free throws. They bring in Gavin Grace off the bench to shoot the two.
Boy, talk about a tough position to be in. The sophomore, Gavin Grace, and colder than ice, he's got to come in and shoot foul shots.
Grace misses the first. These are the common foul free throws, and both off the mark. And now it's going to be the technical fouls. And it really, there should have been, the mistake here is there should have been two technical fouls.
Absolutely.
One on Kamani Brown, which should have fouled him out of the game for stepping over.
That's
an illegal move.
That's just poor officiating. I'm sorry.
Now Kaimani Brown at the free throw line to shoot two for Jeanette, and the Jayhawks will get the ball. Brown's first one is good.
Well, and the other problem Fort Cherry has is they don't have their ball handler in the game.
1:53 to play. The lead is 14, 63-49. Brown hits both foul shots. He has 14 points in the game. And now a timeout on the floor. 1:53 to play. 63-49 for Cherry. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hometown Ticketing makes it fast and easy to buy tickets on your school's website or in the new Hometown Fan app. It's simple. Just search for your school, buy your tickets, and they'll be right there in your account, ready to be scanned when you get to your event. Download the Hometown Fan app today.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Ball will belong to Jeanette, trailing by 14. Should update on the other quarterfinal in the West. Aliquippa leading Red Bank Valley 68-41 in the fourth. Quips in total control. Here it's a 14-point Fort Cherry lead. Jeanette with the ball after the exchange of free throws. Malich gets open to fire a three. It's good. Malich has 16. And now pressure. Sweeter will bring the ball up the floor. Lob it ahead to Cornally. Cornally jump pass to the far side to Sieg and give it off to Sweeter and a reach-in foul on Malich. His second foul. And Sweeter's going to go to the line to shoot two.
Well, you got to make the foul shots with a minute and 31. And that's plenty of time. But if he makes these free throws, it makes this a little bit easier.
Sweeter is hit now with that first make. Five in a row at the foul line in this quarter. Lead is 12, 64-52. 91 seconds to play. Checking in is Elijah Jones, and Odoricio Ferro will sit. Second foul shot due for Sweeter. And it's good as well. Timeout for Cherry. 1:31 remaining. Fort Cherry uses its second timeout. Fort Cherry 65, Jeanette 52. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
1:31 remaining on the clock here in the fourth. Fort Cherry 65, Jeanette 52. Fort Cherry took the lead with 4 minutes to play in the second quarter. The game was tied 2.5 minutes later, and the Rangers have never trailed since. Malich, another three ball, well short, rebound off the hands of McGowan. Now the Rangers, Cornally ends up with it, and we're going to get a foul call as this time Kaimani Brown goes over the back to get to Cornally. And that is going to be five fouls on Kaimani Brown. Kaimani Brown fouls out with 1:21 to play, and that has the Jayhawks' ire. And here I'm going to say this. That is that situation that just happened is very close to what happened when Cornally dove on top of Malich for the loose ball. That was called a help ball. This was called a foul. So it wasn't exactly, but it was really pretty close.
Yeah, it was. It was close.
Cornally at the foul line to shoot two. First shot good. Cornally had hit just one of three at the line earlier, hits his first. 1:21 to play. Cornally's second shot also good. 67-52 Rangers. Cornally with 19. Ball to the right side. Sanders into traffic, pass gets through, tipped to McGowan. Three good. McGowan has 11. Timeout, Jeanette. Jayhawks not going anywhere. 67-55, 1:10 to play in the fourth. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Founded in Fort Cherry and now brewing in Burgettstown, the Kramer family invites you to experience Kramer's Greenhouse and their Cole Chipple Brewery and Raccoon Creek Winery, home of Washington County's oldest craft brewery. They've been proud supporters of the area schools, scholars, and student athletes for four generations. Stop into their dog and kid-friendly tap and tasting room and learn more about their craft beer, handcrafted wine, and locally grown plants and products. Or visit kramersgreenhouse.com.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
After the timeout, Rangers get the ball inbounds to Matt Sieg, who is promptly fouled by Elijah Jones. That is his fourth foul.
Well, you can see that Jeanette's going to go to the foul as quickly as possible with only a minute and eight left. And if Fort Cherry even makes one out of two, Bob, they'll add to the lead and pretty much seal this win.
Matt Sieg at the stripe for two. First shot good. Shooter's touch. We have a final in the other quarters. Aliquippa a 68-44 winner against Red Bank. So Aliquippa awaits the winner of our game. Matt Sieg hits both foul shots with 108 to play.
Yeah, calmly goes to the line, knocks him down.
Ball to Malich in the corner. Malich, a senior, fires one up for three.
They've made three straight threes.
He's got 19 in the game, and now Malich fouls after the inbound play. 69-58, the margin is 11.
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't let him shoot. I'd be out there and play a man-to-man. Do not even let them catch and shoot.
Gavin Grace, who checked in to shoot two foul shots when Derek Arrett fouled out.
And he was short on both.
He's at the line now. First shot won't go.
Tough place, tough position to be in for this youngster.
Grace short, and he comes in and then fouls trying to get to the rebound.
Oh, that's just not smart basketball. This game's not over by any stretch.
And that's foul number five on Fort Cherry in the quarter.
Now the clock has stopped, and they go back and shoot free throws. Oh, boy.
Elijah Jones will go to the line to shoot two. I have Jeanette 5 of 6 in this quarter, but 8 of 13 in the game at the stripe. Jones to shoot two. First one good.
Now, this is really where they miss Eric on the floor. His leadership, his ball handling, just his overall basketball savvy. And that's throwing the basketball at the Jeanette player that cost him.
That and the cheap foul in the first quarter.
Exactly.
Second effort by Jones is good. So Jeanette gets two more points. Timeout for Cherry. So all in a span of 1.2 seconds, Jeanette gets 4 points and forces Fort Cherry into a timeout. 56.8 seconds to play. Fort Cherry 69, Jeanette 60. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
With 121 to play, Fort Cherry led 67-52. Since then, outscored 8-2, and only 24 seconds have gone off the clock.
Yeah, some bizarre occurrences. You know, that technical foul looms large right now. Bob, I've seen strange things happen, and I'm not comfortable yet.
Yeah, the technical foul turned into 5 points, the two foul shots and a three ball. And now Shane Cornally handling the ball is fouled. This one's going to be Malich picking up his fourth. Cornally goes to the line to shoot two, hit to two a couple of minutes, just about a moment ago, and has hit 3 of 5 in the game. Fort Cherry's 14th and 15th foul shots of this quarter, and they've been really good so far.
They
have. I have 10 of 13 in this period.
And if you keep making these free throws, then that puts the game on ice. Cornally, nice job.
And again, only a second going off the clock. Cornally, soft touch, won't go. Rebound grab for Elijah Jones. Ball turned over. Bouchel gets it to Cornally, who takes a swipe across the face. And now Malich, a senior, has fouled out.
Yeah, Malich is the shooter, too.
Malich with the 5 threes today.
Yeah, he shot well. Shot very well. Played a good game. This game got contentious. It was physical. Both teams played extremely hard. But in the end, I think Fort Cherry's balance, Bob, is just, again, has shown that they have guys that can score.
Cornally at the free throw line. And with 21, misses that shot. And here we are with 46.2 seconds to play. The Rangers leaving points at the line, leading by 10. Cornally's second effort also short. The rebound tipped to the wing. Battle for it. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Ruled last touched by Tiroli. seconds remaining. Sweeter out to challenge Elijah Jones. He was just letting the ball roll with the clock stop. Ball into the corner. Markham, three ball is an air ball. Sieg grabs that. And the Jeanette coaches are waving off fouling. So Fort Cherry, barring something even more bizarre than what we've seen, is going to get the win. Sweeter on the dribble. Got to pick it up. He's going to get closely guarded call. And there it is. 5 seconds. Sweeter just standing there closely guarded, dribbling right in front of Eugene Briggs. And
how do you
off the clock.
How do you not know that?
Well, 18 seconds to play. That turnover will give the ball back to the Jayhawks. And kudos to Adrian Batts after what was really hotly contested to call it off with 30 seconds to play. On the dribble, it's McGowan to the corner. Line drive, three attempt. Cornally catches the air ball, and the ball game is going to end. Fort Cherry 70, Jeanette 60, and on to the semifinals for the Fort Cherry Rangers to take on the Jeanette Jayhawks, or to take on the Aliquippa Quips. We'll get you a recap when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
See CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to Peters Township, and we'll do this here pretty quickly, Coach, because there's still lots of people around, and things got a little testy there. You know, both teams wanting to win, wanting to advance, and pretty good battle. Your thoughts overall first on your win?
Well, it was a gritty game. I mean, they play hard as heck. They play just about as hard as we do, you know. And so it's no wonder things became a little rough. It's just sad when the fans have to get involved like that. Just keep their mouth shut if the kids play.
I agree.
And at the same time, I think on the one explosive situation, the step over should have been called a tee, and then Derek throws the ball, and he can't do that either.
Definitely. Yeah. I said, how does that feel to have to step out of the game right now? And we talk about that all the time, but, you know, then you also have to think, you've been getting pounded on all night long, and after a while you just – you're not supposed to do it, but you can sort of understand why that happens.
Good kids, emotions.
He had 25 before fouling out. Again, a big piece to why you're moving on.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah.
Talk about Blake Sweeter. 21 the other night to lead your team, 16 tonight. Talk about his development as this season's going on.
Really kind of a slow start to the year for him. I sort of expected what we're getting now earlier on. And he just kind of slow in the beginning, but he now gives us a really nice third offensive option.
Well, that's the thing. Your balance has been great, and I think that's helped you, and he's been a big part of that.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has.
Jeanette winning this afternoon, so it'll be you and Aliquippa winning this afternoon, you and Aliquippa for a second time. What can you do differently? What do you need to do differently besides score more than they do?
Do a little better job of taking care of the ball, you know. I think the first time playing it was a bit much. You know, just they get up and you're so tight. So I think we'll be better off the second time around, but it's still
they're very good.
A chore, you know?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you.
We'll see you Tuesday somewhere.
All right.
Congratulations, Coach.
Eugene Briggs, head coach of the Fort Cherry Rangers. We'll check the scoring when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Enjoy all the fun this weekend in Wheeling. The Highland Sports Complex hosts the Gateway to the West VRC Robotics event today and tomorrow. The OVAC Cheering Championship is tomorrow at West Banco Arena. The Wheeling Nailers have home games tonight through Sunday. And West Virginia Independence Hall hosts a timeless gathering tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. as you try to guess the identity of the historic figure in the room. See all the upcoming events at visitwheelingwv.com. Wheeling is waiting for you.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. I see.
Curtis Pharmacy has the erectile dysfunction prescriptions you want and deserve. No hassles, discreet, and local. I'm Eric Cushy. Don't overpay at some online pharmacy. We have Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, as low as a dollar a pill. Just give us your physician's name and we do the rest. Available for curbside pickup, mailed, or even delivered. Yes, Curtis Pharmacy delivers, and so does Sildenafil. Curtis Pharmacy, Claysville, Washington, Connellsville, and Carmichael's. CurtisPharmacy.com.
Ball game was Fort Cherry's early on, opening quarter, 16-11 advantage, back and forth in the first 4 minutes of the second period. And then Fort Cherry took the lead with 4 minutes to play in the second. We're tied again with about a minute 18 left and never trailed again, but was by far anything but easy.
It wasn't, and I think the key for Fort Cherry tonight was, for the most part, they kept their composure, Bob, but Derek Arrett had a momentary lapse by throwing that basketball. And I know, just like Coach Briggs said, you know, they've been beat on, they've been pushed, they've been shoved, and it was a little emotion that came out. But it really did start to shift the momentum somewhat. But credit to the Fort Cherry Rangers for holding on, making free throws when they had to. And you know what? What a great run they've had. 70-60, a 10-point win. You'll take that anytime.
Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Difference between perfection and greatness, perfection and player of the game, throwing a ball at an opponent. But he's our outstanding player today. Player of the game goes to Derek Garrett, 5'10 senior. I have with 25 points tonight. His ball handling, his shooting, inside, outside, had a tray. How many floaters in the paint with hands coming after him? Bumped around all over the place. And Derek Garrett, again, another outstanding output today, 25 points, and our player of the game.
Well deserved. I mean, he does so many things to help his team. You could say, well, he scores. He's so much more than a scorer. I mean, he defends, he rebounds for his size. But the thing that I was most impressed with this evening, not only his ability to get in and score, but his ability to break the defenders down and then dish off for an easy score for his teammates. And you can't put a price tag on that, and well-deserved tonight.
Garrett with 25 points to lead all scorers. The rest of the way, I have Cornelli with 21, Sweeter 16. And then the Rangers get a bit of a drop-off. Four for Matt Sieg, four for Alan Tiroli, and a single point for Corey Bouchel. On the other side, 19 for Isaiah Malich before fouling out in the final minute. I have 14 for Kaimani Brown. He fouled out with a minute 21 to play. Rest of the way, looks like 11 for Marcus McGowan. Three for Noah Sanders, two for Elijah Jones and Xavier Odorizio Ferro. A point for Noah Clary. I'm sorry, I missed Noah Sunder, who finished the game with eight. He fouled out with about 5 minutes to play in the contest. Fort Cherry, 16-11 advantage in the first. Jeanette, 13-11 in the second. We went to the locker room, 27-24 Fort Cherry. The Rangers would early on build that lead back to five, and then closed the third quarter strongly. In fact, Jeanette went about 4 minutes without scoring, and Fort Cherry went from plus eight to plus 16 just like that. And win the game 70-60. Today's game on WJPA-FM and the NFHS Network, brought to you in part by the law firm of Gordon and Reese. Continued best wishes to Fort Cherry from Gordon and Reese and the entire Miller family. By Curtis Pharmacy in Washington, Claysville, Connellsville, Carmichael's, and online at curtispharmacy.com. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By visitwheelingwv.com, Wheeling is waiting for you. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Baden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years. And by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. Coverage also brought to you by the Imperial Land Corporation, supporting the Fort Cherry Rangers. By Washington Financial Bank, download the app and bank like Frank at washfin.bank. By Kramer's Greenhouse, Cole Tipple Brewery, and Raccoon Creek Winery. I knew I was going to say do that. Born in Fort Cherry and brewing in Burgettstown, Raccoon Creek Winery. By Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. On to the semifinals for Fort Cherry for just the second time ever. The Rangers on Tuesday will take on Aliquippa, 68-44 winner against Red Bank Valley. Our coverage of March Madness in full swing on WJPA AM. This afternoon, the SEC semifinals are on now. Then it's the Big East and Pac-12 title games Tomorrow afternoon, it's today's SEC winners meeting for the conference title. And then it's Selection Sunday. NCAA tournament action begins Tuesday. We'll have complete coverage from the first four in Dayton through the men's and women's national championship games in early April. Our thanks to head coaches Eugene Briggs and Adrian Batts, to Brian Geyer, Justin Piles, and the folks here at Peters Township. For our Washington studio producer, G Wiz George, floor director Jason Tennant, Cole Keller and Noah Tennant on the cameras, and my partner Tom Drakely, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. In the PIAA Boys 2A quarterfinals, our final score, Fort Cherry 70, Jeanette 60. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.